Loss of a generation and the North Bay's vanishing middle class. This is Solange Echevarria for KRCB's North Bay Report. The often unheard voices in the sometimes painfully debated affordable housing crisis in the North Bay. How the high prices are forcing out longtime families that have lived here for generations, and they're taking the middle class with them. Part 1 of a Part 2 report. Shane Crosby is a 43-year-old third-generation Marinite who has lived and worked in Marin all of his life. He sits in his living room, quite literally pondering his next move.
My father grew up here all his life.
My mother moved over here from San Francisco when she was 12, where her parents, my grandparents, built a house. And I grew up here, went to the grammar schools here, went to Redwood High School. Pretty much have been in San Rafael the whole time. I lived here in Terra Linda for 12 years in this same apartment, and I can't afford to live in my home county anymore.
Stagnant wages and higher prices make the decision to stay almost impossible for longtime residents in the service and retail industries, even as the Fight for 15 living wage movement has gained momentum. The reality is that $15 an hour is not enough to afford an apartment in either county, much less to purchase a home. With a lack of rent control and housing prices rising exponentially, longtime residents like Crosby feel like strangers in their own backyard.
I think more of the people that are worried about affordable housing are scared that they're going to have drug dealers living next to them and not realize that it's the person at Safeway that checks out their groceries every day. Some of these folks in this county are so out of touch with reality and what it's like to have to work for a living. I work 40 hours a week. I want to stay. And everybody else, you know, folks that come here, they visited here once and decided they want to live here. And that's all well and good. But don't come here and start buying land and start jacking the prices just because you want to keep everybody else out. I just think that there isn't enough rules to protect people that work here. I think there's a good percentage of people that are here now that see me and maybe others that work here as the help. We're not the help. We're the people that lived here before you. If anything, you should be helping us.
With median housing prices skyrocketing, in both counties, even middle-class employees that earn a good living find the rental and real estate market completely out of reach, especially for county employees. Tom Tucker, a single father that works in the shipping and receiving department for Marin County, is a shop steward for the Marin Association of Public Employees. He talks about how there are a lot of misconceptions about the salaries of county workers, so much so that the union produced a YouTube video in response to what they felt was a misleading article published by the Marin Independent Journal.
The YouTube video was basically a response to the Marin IJ's article that the average worker at Marin County makes $90,000 a year. And, you know, that was a big misconception. A lot of the rank and file employees here really got a big kick out of it, but they were also insulted, and we knew we needed to say something about it. We had to speak up. I'm a single father. I've got two kids. I live in the East Bay. My commute is an hour if I'm lucky. I'm making about $45,000 a year. You know, if you add up, you can probably do that math in your head that, you know, your rent and groceries eats that up really quick. One of the things that I looked up was assistance, like Section 8, and I found out that I actually qualified for Section 8 housing. It's not a minimum wage job. I didn't think that I was going to qualify. After I saw that I qualified, I was like, you know what, maybe I should look into this. Maybe I should get on the list. You can't even get on the list. I was shocked, and I do feel like there is no middle for me.
In part two of this report, we'll talk to those seeking solutions to the affordable housing crisis. This is Solange Echevarria for KRCB's North Bay Report.